Welcome back to Feminist Book Club, the podcast. We're not just about feminist books. We are here for social justice, literature, and media in all its forms. But we do that through an intersectional feminist lens. Thanks for being here. Let's get started.
Hi, my name is Alana Omora-Coben, and I'm a content contributor with Feminist Book Club. Liberation to me is having control over my body. It is being spoken to like a person and not like a woman. It is the short crop of my curly brown hair. It is dressing in a way that makes me feel confident and beautiful without it being perceived as an invitation to cisgendered straight men. Liberation to me is being able to celebrate my black skin and heritage without it being viewed as a threat. It is being able to freely express my sexuality without feeling like I need to tone it down. Liberation to me is my two bare feet planted flat on land that I own and nurture. Liberation is equity between race, class, and gender. It is universal health care, student debt forgiveness, livable income, and clean air. Liberation to me is freedom.
Hi, friends. Ra here. I've been thinking a lot about what liberation means to me. And liberation just feels like something I always wanted, but could never fully attain in some sort of overcoming emotional way. There are always small moments of liberation, but I'm not sure if all those small moments equate to the full-on feeling of freedom. And there's always something that just wanders around my mind, and it's the question of, how can we really be free in this sort of society? America, land of the free, home of the brave, right? We're always trying to remove obstacles that hold us back, but how can we keep going if the obstacles keep showing up? If you just get knocked down, you just pick yourself right back up, right? I first felt liberation when I decided to, quote unquote, take control of my life again. And I know it sounds like a self-help book, but for real, I took control of my life for the first time since I moved out of my parents' house. It was like a decade of just feeling beat down. I quit drinking, I quit working in places that felt oppressive, and I took some time to be just 100% honest with myself and started on working on all the internal shit by learning and unlearning and figure out what it means to live an authentic life. And it wasn't until then that I kind of felt a little bit more freedom. Man, the freedom in queerness feels so good, and the freedom without drinking feels so good, and the freedom to like have the friends that I have, like that makes me feel liberated as fuck. But yet, every time I find some sort of that feeling that I can overcome anything, I just find myself knocked back down. I've just found the next boss, and I need to beat them so I can go to the next level and continue. And maybe liberation is just those small moments until the big moments can happen. And I know it's very cliche to say, we can't be free until we're all free, but that's what it truly feels like. And I know this all sounds really depressing, but I don't know how to really say this, and I don't think I can feel liberated until I see some major change and I see more people being honest with themselves, learning how to take care of themselves and each other, and learning how to be who you are, staying true to who you are and what you do, and figuring out how you want to lead in life and hoping that others join you in that mission of liberation. I think that's what liberation means to me. It just starts with yourself internally, and you'll figure it out from there.
Hi, my name is Taylor Simon. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm one of the contributors for Feminist Book Club. I want to talk about what liberation means to me. My idea of liberation is very idealistic. So liberation to me feels like freedom from the oppressive systems driven by white supremacy and patriarchy that seek to control our lives and honestly eradicate some of us for just existing because of who we are. we seek that liberation and we'll be able to achieve that liberation when those oppressive systems have been dismantled and we're able to choose the way we live our lives and control our lives. Our liberation is tied to each other. Despite our different identities, we should be able to lift up each other and seek liberation for all of us, regardless of we share that identity with somebody who is experiencing oppression or not, because all of our liberation is tied to each other. When one of us, the most oppressed of us, gets free, then we all can get free. But until then, liberation means joy to me. It means just experiencing just that happiness and that feeling of just feeling free. And I feel that a lot when I do things like go for a run or when I'm roller skating or dancing. Obviously, there has to be some music involved. But that's just when I feel the most liberated, when I am just myself and I'm not worried about anybody judging me for being myself and in control of my own happiness. And I'll just wrap this up by saying one of my favorite quotes by famous activist Asada Shakur. It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains.
When we were asked to partner up with Willa's Kitchen, we couldn't say no. Everyone at FBC HQ is lactose intolerant, and Willa's Kitchen has helped us keep our bellies happy and our bodies caffeinated. Willa's was founded by two sisters who were tired of plant-based milks that were mostly made of artificial, highly processed ingredients and loads of sugar, rather than actual plants. Plus, their grandmother Willa's recipe used real organic ingredients to create a deliciously smooth oat milk. And they thought, why not bring hers to the world instead? And we are so grateful. As they started on their entrepreneurial journey, they kept learning more and more about the way plant-based milks are normally made. Heavy processing, loads of food waste, and lots of funny business, including ingredients like rapeseed and canola oil that they didn't want to be drinking or feeding to their kids every day. The biggest shocker they found was that oat milk is typically made with the oat sugar. The best parts of the oat are filtered out, and that results in an oat milk with a super sweet taste without all of the benefits of the oats. Willa's is made with the entire oat, which gives it a rich, smooth taste and maintains all the oat's protein and prebiotic fiber and makes Willa's zero food waste. And it's not just a healthier, more sustainable oat milk, it's super tasty. That's why Willa's been highlighted in Bon Appetit not once, but three times. Find Willa's oat milk at willaskitchen.com. That's Willa's, W-I-L-L-A-S, kitchen, K-I-T-C-H-E-N.com. And with the promo code BOOKCLUB, you can get 20% off and support this podcast. That's promo code BOOKCLUB at willaskitchen.com for 20% off. Thanks, Willa's.
Hi, everyone. Renee here. Weren't those statements about liberation from some of our contributors just the most incredible things you've ever read? Alana is one of our newest contributors. Taylor is one of our regular bloggers. And Ra, you've heard here a number of times, is our captain of commerce at FBC HQ. I especially love hearing the diversity of their definitions of liberation. Alana is a young Black woman in New York. Taylor is a Black woman in South Carolina, and Ra is a Latina non-binary person here in Minnesota. And their different takes of liberation, I think, reflects their own communities, their own lived experiences. And I, for one, am honored to be able to uplift these voices and just listen to their stories. So thank you, Alana, Ra, and Taylor. I asked them about liberation because this is our theme this month. July at Feminist Book Club is all about liberation. We hear the words freedom and independence a lot in the month of July, especially here in the United States. But I wanted to know what that really meant. What happens when we go a level deeper? And it's important for us to be talking about liberation right now in light of the Supreme Court ruling that we all knew was coming, but hurts nonetheless. We no longer have bodily autonomy in this country. And because this is a ruling about privacy, we no longer have privacy either. There is no right to our bodies. There is no right to privacy in the United States anymore. And I don't know about you, but I cannot feel liberated in a society that strips away my rights to my body, to my choices, and to my privacy. But I need some fucking tools, right? I can only do so much as one person. And yes, I agree with these statements from our contributors that yes, autonomy, liberation begins with ourselves, begins from within, but we cannot do it alone. And solidarity is what is needed in order to make progress in this country. So I, as one person, as the founder of Feminist Book Club, as the ostensible leader of Feminist Book Club, though I would say this is a collective, and I do try to be as non-hierarchical as possible, though all of the financial risk does land on me. That is how I use my white privilege in this company. But as a leader, I cannot do it alone. The way forward is through providing the tools necessary. And one way we're going to do this is through our July box. So our July book of the month is We Do This Till We Free Us, Abolitionist Organizing and Transforming Justice by Mariam Kaba. Mariam Kaba is a renowned activist, especially in the abolitionist space. And if you are not familiar with what contemporary abolition looks like, this is a great starting point for all of us to have this conversation. The subtitle, Abolitionist Organizing and Transforming Justice. The transforming justice is what sticks out to me right now, especially in this moment. And I think this book is going to provide us so much language, tools, ideas, strategies in order to reclaim some of the autonomy that we have recently lost. But for many of us, especially those of us with uteruses, those of us on the margins, those of us that are people of color, those of us that are disabled, those rights that we never had in the first place. So how do we collectively come together and fight for that? One thing, I'm going to go up on my soapbox for a second. One thing that the Conservative Party in the United States does really well is they can unite around an issue. And it's much harder for progressives to unite around an issue because there are so many fucking issues, right? Because fighting for progress is not a common enemy. Fighting for progress is uplifting voices, is making sure that all of us have the rights, the life, the liberty, the pursuit of happiness. We have access to that. It's not demonizing one particular thing, like women. So that's my soapbox. But I think that this book is exactly what we need right now in this moment to talk about intersectional liberation and what that means for us today in a contemporary society. But I love what Taylor said in her statement about joy. Liberation requires joy as well. And so, true to form, Feminist Book Club is pairing our book of the month with products and companies that resonate with liberation and joy. First of which are cookies. So all of our products do come from companies that have a liberation mission. So a purpose-driven mission. Our cookies come from Junita's Jar, which is a local business here in Minneapolis owned by Junita. She's a Black woman. She's the kindest, most generous business owner that I have ever met. Her company is on a mission to not only satisfy your sweet tooth, but also start conversations, particularly around intimate partner violence. I will note that these are not vegan. These are not gluten-free cookies. If you are a member and your dietary restrictions or preferences require vegan or gluten-free or dairy-free, or you have any sort of allergy, please let us know. We will put that in your file and we will swap out for something that you can enjoy. So Junita's Jars cookies are going to be in our July box, as will these fun, charming, radical magnets from Muchacha Fanzine. Daisy Salinas began Muchacha Fanzine as a feminist punk zine, but over the course of several years, it's grown to include art, to include activism, to include products and messages that uplift marginalized voices around the world. And you will only hear this on the podcast. I'm not saying it anywhere else, but we are also going to be featuring one of Daisy's zines, one of Muchacha Fanzines, in our August box as well. So you'll get a little taste of her work in this box and the next box, because she is also a musician, and our next month's theme is women in music. So a little spoiler there. But we've got magnets from based on her art. They are, like I said, they're radical. Some say people over profit. Some say my favorite season is the fall of capitalism. Some say women of color are saving the planet. We've got one that says destroy white supremacy. If a magnet could be liberating, it would be these magnets. Let's put it there. The next product that we're excited to feature is from Adelita's Apparel. I am obsessed with Adelita's Apparel. If you need something liberating, revolutionary, tear down the system, anti-establishment to wear, we've talked about conscious consumerism, making your dollars matter. Go to Adelita's Apparel and get your goodies from them, because not only do they have radical messaging on their clothing and art, your dollars go towards some of their liberating funds. So, for instance, they have a DACA fund for undocumented people in the United States, helping them pay for their immigration applications, their DACA applications. Incredible. They also have a fund for our trans siblings, helping them pay for their gender-affirming surgeries and procedures and medical care. This is a company that's owned by two siblings. It's located in Los Angeles, and we are featuring their knit beanies in our July box. I know beanies are not necessarily summertime products, but hear me out. I asked our members on our private community, like, would you be down for a beanie in the middle of July? And everyone said, yes, absolutely, because it's a company that I want to support. I want to work with them, and we haven't done a beanie before. So save it for cooler weather, or if you're like us up in the north, and the majority of our members are in northern states, save it for campfire nights, for bonfire nights, for camping. We will wear it all year round. That's just how we do. So again, Adelita's Apparel, go check them out. Incredible company. And finally, the last product that we're featuring in our Liberation Box is our quarterly pin from Gigi's Flair Emporium. I love Gigi so much. I told her what our theme was, and I said, we don't know the book yet, but here is our theme. And she created these gorgeous enamel pins, and they're big mamma jammas. They are not little tiny pins. We've got big old turquoise pins with fists breaking chains, and it says, none of us are free till all of us are free. And I could not love this pin more. We've got a matching sticker coming with it. These are high quality enamel pins. Again, it's an exclusive design only for us at Feminist Book Club. And as always, 5% of our total sales is donated to a different social justice organization each month. And this month, we're supporting Black and Pink National. It is an organization that is dedicated to prison abolition, but particularly they work with LGBTQIA2-spirit plus people and people living with HIV/AIDS who are affected by the criminal justice system. They do that through advocacy, support, and organizing. It's an incredible organization. Head over to blackandpink.org to learn more. But again, 5% of your purchase at Feminist Book Club during the month of July will go to this organization. If you are celebrating the 4th of July, Independence Day, I encourage you to do it safely, but I also encourage you to do it mindfully. I would love to hear what you think liberation is, how it shows up in your life. What does independence, freedom, and liberation mean to you? What does justice mean to you? What does abolition mean to you? You can let us know on Instagram, Twitter, on our blog. Reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. And I hope that you are enjoying some of the new fresh content from some of our new fresh contributors. You'll be seeing and hearing more from them in the coming weeks and months. And we've got some incredible contributors added to our roster. And no one else is going anywhere. We're just adding more voices. So I hope you enjoy it. Stay safe. Love one another. Take care of each other. Everything sucks, but we're going to get through it. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Feminist Book Club, the podcast. Want to be part of the club? Here's how you can join us. Obviously, subscribe to our podcast and leave a rating and review for brownie points. Follow along on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and TikTok. All of those links are in the show notes. Sign up for our newsletter to be the first to know what our next monthly book pick is. And check out our award-winning monthly book subscription service.
Oprah Magazine named it one of their favorite book boxes, and Shonda Rhimes called us one of her favorite subscription boxes in general. There are multiple membership levels for any budget, and it's an excellent way to support the show and the voices you heard today. See you in the club.
Well-read woman is a